Somebody wants to wish us a happy holidays. An old friend of the show, George, big surprise for you. Let's open the door. It's your old swim coach, Marge.
Oh, boy, no.
Get a couple things straight. She never coached me. I know
Hello,
who she
Marge,
is.
I'm the one who used to coach George in swimming back in high school.
No. Yes, happy holidays.
He was such a star pupil.
I didn't swim in high school.
I'm having a very Marge Christmas.
You are.
Which means looking back over my life and being filled with regrets.
Oh, come on.
I've made some serious mistakes.
Oh.
One of them was getting involved with a mercurial superstar swimmer who was going to win all the Olympics before he broke my heart and quit the team to join a red dirt country band.
Boy, your timeline.
I don't want to name names.
Okay, good.
Your timeline and facts
but it's
are
George.
Way off. I did not.
I want to get you a wonderful Christmas gift, George.
Okay.
But what do you get the person who has everything and then a duplicate backup of everything?
George has a lot.
It's so difficult. I swear, George, you're the only person I know that has a large, beautiful house with a pool and a cabana and another pool.
I don't have another pool.
And then also has built an identical backup mansion with a pool and cabana right next door to his original one.
Wow.
Anything breaks. It's a very impressive and innovative idea.
Well, that's made up.
Having a backup mansion.
Very few have
no
that.
Such thing.
Hey, question for you. When is that Michael Ducey coming back on the program?
Yeah, it's almost the holidays, so probably for too
boy,
long.
Boy, he creates a nervous stirring in my nethers.
We don't need to know that.
Every time he comes on the TV, I do the same in front of the TV.
Marge, please. We're on the air right now.
I mean that I appear in front of the TV. Every time he appears on TV, I appear in front of it.
Okay. All right.
He's got that beautiful singing voice, too.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And that sense of sexual violence that I find so appealing.
I haven't detected that.
Hey, it's like Ducey always says, we don't choose our kinks.
He said that?
Wasn't that his sign off for a lot of years?
I think it was, yeah.
It's a Ducey's doozy.
So I brought you the present that I worked so hard to get for you, Georgie.
Okay, that's very sweet. You didn't have to do anything.
Here's your Christmas gift. I wanted to get a little something, but you know, I was having trouble with some ideas.
Okay.
So, but I finally hit upon the idea that I think this is really going to mean a lot to you.
You want me to unwrap it?
Yes, go ahead. Look at that. I brought you your All-State swimming medal that you famously threw off the bridge into the river in protest all those years ago.
Well, you're confusing you did that a story too? With just a made-up story.
It took me a long time diving into the Trinity to find it, and it's a little muddy looking.
Yeah,
because it fell into my coffee can latrine just before I came onto the air.
I don't think that's a swimming medal.
Did you get that idea from Muhammad Ali, George?
I didn't do it.
And, so, how about a Christmas gift for me, huh, George? You gonna get me something? Want to get me a little something? I got a few ideas.
It's headed your way.
How about a permanent place to live? That would be nice.
That's a lot.
How about one night alone with you to let me rock your world again?
Oh, man.
Again?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You don't remember our times together, George?
No.
Oh,
no.
Gosh. It was so beautiful. They meant so much to me. Apparently, they didn't mean the same to you.
It didn't happen.
He's blocked
Marge.
Out the trauma.
Don't you remember your big catchphrase? You said it every single time.
Oh, this ought to be good.
It was always, hey, I can see you've been doing your kegels. That was always your thing that you said to me.
That's enough. I've never said that to anybody.
I hope all you viewers have a happy Christmas.
Listeners,
bye, Marge.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Marge.
None of that happened.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she is sweet. She just has her facts a little messed up.